Years ago, the renowned archaeologist Gavriel de Barcai discovered an amulet in a dig around Jerusalem. It was a small silver amulet that someone would wear around the neck, and it predated the first temple period. The first temple was destroyed when Babylon invaded Jerusalem around 586 BC. And this amulet predated that event. And inside of it, they discovered the written blessing from the book of Numbers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. It is known as the priestly blessing. It is the oldest liturgical blessing in all of Judaism. And discovering it inside this amulet reminds us that it is not only ancient, but also it points to the ageless longing that we have for the peace of God, to find our home in God's presence, which, as we all know, is not always easy to do. That it can feel like pulling up to the intersection on that cold winter morning where the windshield is partly iced over and we cannot tell whether it is safe to turn or not. That we grip the steering wheel tighter, we lean in closer, we turn on the windshield wipers, we wipe off the windshield from the inside, but we cannot see clear enough. That there is just too much disruption in our lives, which is the same experience the people of God had when they were taken from their homes and forced to live in exile. They felt again that longing, that sense of being homesick, which Will Campbell describes as having a bellyache without the ice cream. That there is this feeling of hurt down deep inside of us, and we cannot fully explain why. And the prophet Isaiah tries to poetically speak to this longing, this desire we have to find our home in God by saying, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the very beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength? Isaiah is speaking to a people in exile, taken from their homes, that they are questioning whether God has given up on them. But Isaiah reminds them, God is the creator of the entire world, that there is nowhere we can go apart from God's presence. And in those moments of disruption in our lives where we feel again that search to find our home in God's presence, we are invited to take a step back. It's like putting together a mosaic, which is made up of countless pieces, oftentimes broken pieces that we might sit down and start gluing all of the broken pieces of glass together. But sitting close to it, all we see is the brokenness, that it's not until we stand back that we see the beauty of the whole. And this happens in exile. But it can also happen at home. That in the midst of everyday life, we can feel disconnected, that we have not gone anywhere. But we might wonder if God has. And that was the experience in Capernaum. It was a place familiar to Jesus and the disciples. It was not the experience of exile that Simon and Andrew, James and John had spent much of their lives there. But when they left the synagogue and went to Simon's mother-in-law's house, a place that felt like home to him, it was there we still find this longing for grace. Because Simon's mother-in-law was suffering. That we can feel heartache in exile, but we can also experience it at home. Which means we never know where each day might lead us. There's a story about a rabbi from centuries ago where every morning he got up and he walked across the village square to the synagogue to pray. And one morning a soldier stopped him. The soldier was in a terrible mood and asked him, "Where are you going?" And the rabbi genuinely said, "I do not know." Well, this made the soldier angry. He said, "What do you mean you do not know? For 25 years, you've gotten up, walking across this village square, going to the synagogue to pray." So the soldier, quite upset, arrested him and put him in jail. And when the soldier closed the door to the jail, the rabbi said, "See, I did not know where I was going." That we're never quite sure where each day might lead us or what kind of impact it can have on our lives, especially in the immediate moment. There's a Chinese legend which has been shared by many. I remember my grandfather telling it when I was a boy. There was a young man whose horse ran away. And everybody in the village came to console him. But the wise old sage said, "What makes you sure this is a terrible thing?" Well, a few months later, the horse returned, bringing with it a herd of wild horses. So everyone in the village came out to congratulate the young man. But the wise old sage said, "What makes you sure this is a gift?" A few weeks later, the wild horses broke out of the fence and trampled the young man, breaking his leg. And everyone in the village came to console him. But the wise old sage said, "What makes you certain this is terrible?" Shortly after that, a war broke out with the neighboring village. Terrible violence and the horrible loss of life. Every able-bodied man was sent to fight, but this young man, because his leg was broken, could not go. That we are never sure the impact that something will have on our lives until we take a step back. that when our lives are disrupted, we might feel the tendency to do more, to act immediately, to grip life tighter, and to hold it closer. But we benefit from taking a step back. It says that when Jesus left Simon's mother-in-law's house, he went to a deserted place to pray. That he needed to take a step back. That if we tried to stand too close or to hold on too tight, we might be tempted to reach for a false sense of certainty. And the stale old word for that is idolatry. A word we do not say very often. But an idol is anything that we reach for when we are afraid because we can control it. But when we take a step back, we step into the stillness of God's presence, which we cannot control, but who can lead us again to peace? Now, that might not seem like enough to hold on to, but it's like when Jesus went to wash Peter's feet, that at first Peter refused. "You're not going to wash my feet." But Jesus said, "Unless I wash your feet, you have no share with me." So Peter quickly said, "Well, not just my feet, but my hands and my head also." But perhaps Peter was reaching for certainty. "Well, then wash all of me." But Jesus said, "I do not need to wash your hands or your head, only your feet." That it is enough for us to step back and to rest our uncertainty in the grace of God, who is slowly leading us to peace. Amen.